9. The Father Guides. When the pilgrim soul attains the third circle of Avona, he comes under the tutelage of the Father Guides, the older, highly skilled, and most experienced of the superaffic ministers. On the worlds of this circuit, the Father Guides maintain schools of wisdom and colleges of technique, wherein all the beings inhabiting the central universe serve as teachers. Nothing is neglected which would be of service to a creature of time in this transcendent adventure of eternity attainment. The attainment of the Universal Father is the passport to eternity, notwithstanding the remaining circuits to be traversed. It is therefore a momentous occasion on the pilot world of Circle Number 3 when the transit trio announce that the last venture of time is about to ensue, that another creature of space seeks entry to paradise through the portals of eternity. The test of time is almost over. The race for eternity has been all but run. The days of uncertainty are ending. The temptation to doubt is vanishing. The injunction to be perfect has been obeyed. From the very bottom of intelligent existence, the creature of time and material personality has ascended the evolutionary spheres of space, thus proving the feasibility of the ascension plan, while forever demonstrating the justice and righteousness of the command of the Universal Father to his lowly creatures of the worlds, "Be you perfect, even as I am perfect." Step by step, life by life, world by world, the ascendant career has been mastered and the goal of deity has been attained. Survival is complete in perfection, and perfection is replete in the supremacy of divinity. Time is lost in eternity, space is followed up in worshipful identity and harmony with the Universal Father. The broadcasts of Avona flash forth the space reports of glory, the good news that in very truth the conscientious creatures of animal nature and material origin have, through evolutionary ascension, become in reality and eternally the perfected sons of God.